Hi there, this is Neil Utamsing from firstrentalproperty.com. In today's podcast, I'm going to speak to you about the topic of money. And specifically, the title of this podcast is How Much Money Should Your First Rental Property Make You? As a new real estate investor and as someone who's looking at buying their first rental property, a consideration that you have to factor in is how much this rental property is actually going to make you. And when I say how much is it going to make you, I mean specifically how much cash flow is it going to generate. There are other means in which a rental property can make you money, and that's through mortgage pay down and through appreciation. But specifically in this post, I'm going to address primarily the cash flow, and then I'm going to speak on appreciation as well as mortgage pay down. So from a high level, as a new real estate investor, and to basically look at things from a very elementary point of view, when you look at how much money your first rental property should make you, you first have to look at your income and your expenses. And basically, your income has to be higher than your expenses. I know that may sound a little bit simplistic and elementary, but that's actually the case. And you'd be surprised how many new investors get involved and buy a rental property, and they aren't factoring in, they aren't considering what their income is and what their expenses are. And in fact, their expenses are higher than their income, which is not a good thing in terms of long-term sustainability. So the first cardinal rule with rental properties and looking at how much your rental property should make you is the income has to be higher than your expenses. The second major point is when you're looking at how much money your first rental property should make you is you need to be able to control your expenses. So when I'm talking about controlling your expenses is you need to minimize the cash going out of pocket for you. So say, for instance, if you have a property that you purchase that requires major renovations or major repairs right from the get-go, that's a factor to consider. And if there's a major outlay in terms of cash from your pocket, then that's obviously a negative thing, and that erodes your bottom line. So you have to look at, how am I able to control my expenses? Is this a very dated property? Is it very old? Does it require lots of renovations in order to rent out the property? Does it require a lot of maintenance? Are there issues with the heating and cooling system? Are there issues with the roof? Are there issues potentially with the air conditioner? These are factors that you have to consider when you're looking at how much money your first rental property should make you. You need to be able to control your expenses. Another area that you need to consider, so the third main area when you're looking at how much your rental property should make you is, you need to see if you can increase your revenue over time. So specifically I mean is, what are your market rents? Historically, what have the market rents been there as well? And how much can you increase your market rents over time? Depending upon where you live, what country you live in, what city you live, there more than likely is a governing body that oversees the rental increases that you can apply and impose upon tenants. So as such, in many areas, you have to abide by a set guideline in terms of how much you can increase your rents by. And in addition to that, in many places is when a tenant actually physically moves out of your rental property, you're able to increase your rents at a higher rate. So rules will differ depending upon where you live, but one factor you have to look at is, do you have the ability to increase your revenue over time? Meaning, do you have the ability to increase your, basically how much your tenant is paying per month? Can you increase that? At what rate can you increase that? Can you increase that through the cost of inflation? Or can you increase that at a higher rate? So that's another major consideration. And the fourth consideration you have to look at when you're looking at how much a rental property is going to make you. You have to look at, what is the capacity and what's the capability of increasing your revenue and increasing your rents over time? Another consideration that you have to look at, which, you know, there's different trains of thought here, is I still feel that appreciation is a factor. You know, as much as I talk about on firstrentalproperty.com not being able to bank on appreciation or not expecting a property to appreciate, you know, the reality is that when you're looking at buying your first rental property, you have to do a little bit of research with regards to what has the appreciation levels been in the specific area that you're looking to purchase, and what's the potential future prospects of appreciation in that particular area. Worst case scenario is you use cost of inflation as a baseline number. So say, for instance, you know, if somebody buys their first rental property, and I'm just going to do a little quick math here with you, and if they purchase their first rental property for, say, $300,000, and let's say the cost of inflation in one given year is 1.5%. So when you multiply $300,000 by 1.5%, you get $4,500. So as such, in a given year, if a rental property that you purchase for $300,000 goes up at the cost of inflation, assuming that the cost of inflation is 1.5%, then at the end of year one, your rental property will now be worth $304,500. So that's an increase from $300,000. And that's when you're looking at the cost of inflation as a baseline with regards to how much your property will potentially appreciate over time. So again, appreciation is a factor that you look at in the area that you're buying your rental property. How much has appreciation been? What's the historical levels? When you look into the future, there's no guarantee that it'll continue at that level, but it's nice to know. It's nice to know, are you buying a property in an area where basically the property's only risen at cost of inflation for the past 20 years? Or has it been an area where there's been a little bit higher appreciation? So that's another factor that one has to consider when they're buying a rental property, and oftentimes when they're buying their first rental property, and they're looking at how much money can the rental property potentially make them. Another factor to look at. And of course, with that, you know, metric that you look at, when you do sheer math, if an individual buys a property at a lower purchase price versus a higher purchase price, if the asset goes up at the cost of inflation year over year, then obviously an asset and a rental property with a lower price tag, say $150,000, will rise at a slower rate versus a property double the value at $300,000. So meaning that if an individual has a property at $150,000, and if it's going up at the cost of inflation versus a rental property that costs $300,000 going up at the cost of inflation, obviously the property that has a higher price tag and a higher purchase price will have greater appreciation. So that's another factor that an individual has to look at when they're purchasing their first rental property and they're trying to determine how much money their rental property is going to make them in the long term. Another factor that you have to look at, obviously, is cash flow, which I talked about early in this podcast. And clearly, the higher the cash flow, the better. That's a general rule. However, it's important not to compromise your tenant profile too much when you're looking for higher cash flow. So for instance, sometimes, not in all cases, but sometimes properties that yield a higher cash flow perhaps will have a more high maintenance or rougher tenant profile. That's not always the case, but I'm giving you an example. So say for instance, if an individual has a property that's cash flowing $300 and they have a very low maintenance tenant, a tenant that pays on time, is never late, never causes any problems or issues, that's a good scenario. Versus an individual could find, say, a rental property that cash flows $500, but with the $500 cash flow, they've got a tenant that perhaps is late on rental payments is a little bit problematic, causing some problems with the neighboring properties. So it's a trade-off that you have to look at, you know, when you're looking at cash flow and when you're looking at tenant profile. And if you're going for a higher monthly cash flow, does the tenant profile warrant that cash flow? And if it's a more challenging tenant profile, does the more challenging tenant profile warrant that increased work on your end with regards to managing the tenant? So it's a trade-off that you have to look at. And the general principle is the higher the cash flow, the better. But be careful and make sure that you are not getting a much worse tenant profile, because sometimes the headaches are not worth it if you're yielding higher cash flow. Now, in conclusion, a question that people always ask when they're looking at, okay, well, I'm buying a rental property. How much should my rental property make me? There's no right and wrong answer, to be honest with you. You know, a rental property can make $50 cash flow per month. It can make $100. It can make $300. It can make $500, $700. It can make anything. But as long as you're turning a profit, like I said early in this podcast, and as long as your income is higher than your expenses, you're doing well. Now, to throw out a figure for the new real estate investors, because I'm always asked this question and people always want to pin me down with regards to, well, what's the number? If I'm to give you a number right here, right now, I would say use $300 as a baseline. So is your rental property generating you a positive monthly cash flow? Is it generating $300? If you have $300 monthly cash flow and you've got a good tenant who pays on time, doesn't cause many problems, has a good job, it doesn't require much management on your end, that's a very good number. Of course, it can be a lot higher than that. It can be a lot lower than that. But to use that kind of as a baseline when you're looking to buy your first rental property, if you're getting around the $300 mark, you're doing okay. Of course, it can be higher, like I said, it can be lower. But to answer the question for many new real estate investors, how much should a cash flow buy? Use that number. Use 300. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. This is Neil Utamsing from firstrentalproperty.com.